Just give the body a moment just to relax, invoking that inner friend, that welcoming. Your body, your thoughts, little ones inside. Acknowledging them, though you may not be spending a lot of time with them, you can let them know that you're here. Imagine an ocean scene, maybe our ocean just down the hill. Just have a vision and imagination of the ocean scene. Maybe the rocky beach, the clouds and the blue sky. The shoreline of the ocean. Just being with that imagination. There's a few things I'd like you to notice. First, you know it's an imagination. There is no ajnanam between yourself and the imagination. There's no superimposition where I take myself to be the imagination, or if I'm walking along the beach, I take that figure of myself to be part of the imagination. And just turn gently toward your own presence, the me, the Atman, self that you are. Notice how, in a sense, easy it is to differentiate yourself, the Atman, from the imagination. Just notice your own presence. In reference to the ocean scene, you can go back and forth. Here's the ocean scene. Maybe I'm taking a walk through it with my friends. There's a sky, clouds. Now just focus on yourself, the self of that imagination, the true self of it. Notice also that because there's no ajnanam, there's no self-ignorance, if I say that you are the self of the whole imagination, not just the figure walking along the beach, but in fact the whole imagination rests in you. In fact, you are its adhishtana. You are the support, the ashraya, the brahmashraya, the support which supports this imagination as its adhishtana. So I can say I am the Satchit. I am the changeless self, the conscious being, which is the adhishtana, the support, the reality of this imagination. Notice your own being. Go back to the imagination. Just now for a moment, go back and forth, noticing that yourself doesn't change at all. With or without the imagination, you remain exactly the same. To imagine, focus on yourself, go back to the imagination, be with yourself. Be with the imagination, and notice yourself is still there, untouched. Imagining this ocean scene. You're walking along the ocean scene, walking along the shore. And notice that yourself remains as is, just absolutely still, changeless me. Uncovered, not covered by the ocean, or the activities, or my form walking along the ocean banks. Because there is no ajnanam, I am Ishvara in reference to the creation that comes from me, is sustained by me, resolves into me. I am Ishvara in reference to this imagination. In language, if I were to say, this is my imagination, I would be realizing that I am the self of the entire imagination and everything in it. also know if I say, this is my imagination, I would know that this imagination is mithya. It has no reality. It has no being apart from me. Just spend a few moments now being Ishwara, being the self, yourself, which is Brahman, the self, which is the self of the whole imaginal creation, the whole ocean scene. Yourself remaining unchanged. Now I ask you to withdraw the imagination and come back just to yourself. Now notice that the self that you most likely come back to is yourself, but it's yourself in this body. It is this embodied self. So here I am now with my physical body. Just notice your own presence and go back and forth between you and this physical body. There's a difference in this experience and a sameness. You differentiate yourself, the Atma, from the physical body. You become aware of the physical body. You recognize that subject-object. You can focus just simply on your own being, the me, the Atma. But still there is a strong reality to this physical body. It is not imaginal from my standpoint. But it's the same, identically the same in terms of myself, who's free of the physical body. Go back to the ocean scene. Notice your own self, the Atma, in reference to the ocean scene. Now become aware of the physical body through the mind and sense of touch. And recognize your own presence, the Atma, in reference to this body, this known body, my body. Just go back and forth, seeing if you can recognize there is no change whatsoever, not a ripple of change in your own nature. Whether it be an imaginal ocean scene with you walking along the shore, or the perception through the sense of touch, especially the mind. Yourself remains exactly the same. It is a little harder, more complicated initially to recognize this body as mithya, or the situation I find myself in as this body, mind, sense organs, to see it clearly as mithya. As clearly as I see the ocean scene and the character walking along the shore as mithya. Body, mind, sense organs that suffers from the ajnanam is not the Ishvara of this creation. The body, mind, sense organs is part of Ishvara's creation. Yeah. so here. You can recognize the creation. You need to recognize the creation is mitya, this body is mitya, the sense of touch is mitya, the sense organs themselves is mitya, the vrittis is mitya, the jnanam is mitya. To find my way to the innermost self. Which remains totally untouched. By Nitya.